From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A weather statement from Environment Canada continues to say we could get a lot of new snow the next couple days. Depending on where you live in the Timmins, Cochrane, Kapuskasing Triangle, freezing rain and ice pellets could be part of it. Meteorologist Steve Flissbetter says it will start as flurries overnight around Cap.
The snow from the system should start early to mid-morning for Kapuskasing, later in the morning for Timmins. And that's going to be continuing through the day, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe into Friday with some flurry activity on the backside.
When it's over, we could have close to a foot of new snow to shovel. After 32 years as an occupant and landlord in the former McIntyre Mine Manager's house in Schumacher, the Timmins Chamber of Commerce is looking to sell it. It already knows where it's going to be a tenant, but Vice President Kramer Greinke is evasive when asked where. He says it's more west and nearer to City Hall, which is good for the close two-way relationship.
I don't want to say downtown, but it's towards that way to work with our other partners in the BIA and the TDC. We do a lot of work with those organizations, so we look forward to be a bit closer.
The building across from the MAC is listed for $639,000. It was built in the early 1940s. The chamber moved in 1990. Money from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund keeps flowing into our region. Northern Development Minister Greg Rickford made announcements in Cochrane and Iroquois Falls last Friday, Cap and Hearst yesterday and today, and then dropped into Timmins with $695,000. $400,000 of that goes to Caron Equipment to buy four rock haul trucks. That lets Caron fulfill its contract to Côté Gold Mine near Gogama. The rest is for Tisdale Mechanical Contracting to renovate its new Algonquin Boulevard location and buy new equipment. A pickup truck driver was taken to hospital late this morning, mostly as a precaution, after colliding with a car on Algonquin Boulevard near Hollinger Park. City police say the driver of the car was trying to move into the eastbound center lane, but entered the path of the pickup. Both ended up on the south sidewalk. If you witness the accident, the traffic section at Timmins Police hopes you call. Finally, this afternoon, it would follow that online and telephone-based fraud works because it keeps happening. The latest one might give you a false sense of security when a number that appears to be local pops up on your phone's call display. Timmins Police Communications Coordinator Mark DePozzi says it's actually a robocall disguised as your bank, alerting you to suspicious purchases on your credit card. If you tap one of the links, it gets your banking information and other personal ID, like your social insurance number.
When that happens, when you are solicited blindly, you have to have your guard up and be naturally suspicious, because odds are it's something that is illicit and untoward.
DePozzi's aiming his advice mostly at seniors who are frequent targets of such scams. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.